The Buxin and Street Parades.
I was playing an instrument that looked like the signature of a public notary. The canons rounded it off with the head off an open-mouthed snake, which ended right here in the very middle of the nape.
In the 19th century, industrial innovations enabled musical inventions and trials to be carried out. The Buxin first emerged during that time of inventions. This instrument is typical of late 19th century Catalan orchestras or cobles, which accompanied military parades and yearly village fairs. There were several Buxin manufacturers in France and Catalonia. This instrument is very similar to a trombone, with the particularity that its bell is decorated with serpent and dragon motifs. Sometimes they even have a red tongue inside the bell that reverberates like a percussion instrument during parades. They were usually painted in different tones of green, red, and gold, which could be seen as a metaphor, as after hours of playing the Buxin, rather than making music, the instrument seems to be breathing fire. It is quite obvious that these instruments were conceived not only to be played but also to be contemplated. Ultimately, they are the result of merging the pompous parades of Napoleonic armies with the elaborate choreographies of an opera. We may readily imagine them in Bellini's Norma or Verdi's Aida. If you visit the Maricel Museum in Sitges, don't miss the painting La Processa de Saint Bartomeo, The Procession of Saint Bartholomew, by Philippe Mazot. In the orchestra marching behind the figure of the saint, you can spot a couple of Buxins.